There was no ballroom, no party with the Ohio Democratic Party because of COVID. The party offered up a webinar with Chairman David Pepper, but there wasn't much for Democrats to cheer about anyway. They lost the presidential race in Ohio and many big offices. Pepper says they did the best they could with the resources they had.
We've worked very hard, frankly, with less resources in other states. We're proud of that, and we're proud to have fought this battle to where it is tonight. But we were very efficient, and our field team couldn't have been more scrappy dealing with a very big state, working very hard every day. So we're proud of what we did. And we also didn't, you know, unlike the controversy of 16, we certainly did not divert resources from other critical swing states.
Democrats picked up one of the two Supreme Court seats up for grabs as former Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner defeated Republican Justice Judy French. Pepper sees that as a win.
Even one pickup is a major win because Chief Justice O'Connor, for those within Ohio who know, she's been a less partisan, more statesmanlike figure.
In the end, all 12 Republicans and 4 Democrats in Ohio's congressional delegation were able to hang on to their seats. Pepper says there's a reason for that.
But let's remember, all 12 of these districts are badly gerrymandered. They were drawn to avoid any competition.
The congressional maps will be redrawn next year under new rules designed to make the process less partisan. But with these recent victories, Republicans will still have an advantage in that map drawing process. Joe Ingles, Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.